Imagine a world where your morning coffee, smartphone, and even the chair you're sitting on materialized without the intricate dance of global coordination behind them. Supply chain management, the invisible force powering our modern economy, has transformed from a back-office logistics function into a strategic competitive weapon. When Michael Hugos published Essentials of Supply Chain Management, he provided a roadmap that has guided countless organizations through this transformation. The book has become required reading in MBA programs worldwide and has been translated into over 20 languages. Even Jeff Bezos reportedly keeps it on his bookshelf, recognizing its insights as foundational to Amazon's revolutionary supply chain approach. What makes this work particularly significant is its timing. Published just as globalization and digital technology were fundamentally reshaping how products move from raw materials to consumers, it offered clarity amid complexity and continues to influence how companies design their operations for maximum competitive advantage. Supply chain management isn't entirely new. It builds on centuries-old concepts of logistics and operations. Napoleon understood this when he remarked, "An army marches on its stomach," recognizing that strategic success depends on efficient supply. The term supply chain management emerged in the late 1980s, expanding beyond traditional logistics to encompass networks of companies working together. At its core, the goal of supply chain management is to increase throughput while simultaneously reducing both inventory and operating expense, as defined by management theorist Eli Goldratt. This requires making decisions across five key drivers that determine supply chain performance: production, what and how much to produce; inventory, optimal stocking levels; location, facility placement; transportation, movement methods; and information, data collection and sharing. These five drivers create a fundamental trade-off between responsiveness and efficiency that shapes every supply chain decision. Production facilities with excess capacity enable flexibility but reduce efficiency, as idle capacity doesn't generate revenue. Higher inventory levels improve responsiveness to demand fluctuations but increase costs. Centralized locations improve efficiency, while decentralized locations enhance responsiveness. Transportation modes range from cost-efficient but slow ships to fast but expensive airplanes. Information connects all these drivers, providing the foundation for decision-making. The structure of supply chains has evolved dramatically from the vertically integrated models of the industrial age. Ford Motor Company once owned everything from iron mines to forests, producing a car from raw materials in just 81 hours. Today's competitive markets require companies to focus on core competencies while partnering with specialists. This shift from vertical to virtual integration allows organizations to maintain efficiency while becoming more responsive to diverse customer needs. Modern supply chains comprise various participants: producers who create products, distributors who purchase in bulk from producers and deliver to businesses, retailers who sell directly to consumers, customers who purchase and use products, and service providers who deliver specialized expertise to other participants. The mix and roles of these participants vary across supply chains, with some relying heavily on service providers and others performing these functions in-house. For companies to thrive, their supply chains must align with their business strategy. This requires understanding customer needs, defining core competencies, and developing appropriate supply chain capabilities. Different markets demand different balances of responsiveness and efficiency. 7-Eleven's supply chain emphasizes responsiveness for convenience-seeking customers willing to pay premium prices, while Sam's Club focuses on efficiency to deliver the lowest prices for cost-conscious customers who buy in bulk. Supply chain operations can be organized into four essential categories: plan, organizing activities; source, acquiring inputs; make, developing and building products; and deliver, fulfilling customer orders. The planning and sourcing operations create the foundation upon which making and delivering activities depend. These fundamental processes determine not just operational efficiency, but also long-term competitive advantage. Demand forecasting forms the cornerstone of supply chain planning, determining which products will be required, in what quantities, and when. Effective forecasting considers four key variables: supply, including supplier capacity and reliability; demand, both historical patterns and future trends; product characteristics, life cycle stage, seasonality, substitutability; and competitive environment, market share, competitor actions, industry trends. Companies typically combine multiple forecasting methods for optimal accuracy: qualitative methods like expert opinions and market surveys, causal methods analyzing relationships between variables such as advertising spend and sales, time series analysis examining seasonal, cyclical, and trend patterns, and simulation models that test various scenarios and assumptions. These forecasts feed into aggregate planning, which translates demand projections into operational strategies that maximize profit. Companies can pursue several approaches: capacity matching, where production levels adjust to demand, common in industries like fashion retail; capacity management through workforce flexibility, used in manufacturing; or inventory-based strategies that maintain stable production despite demand fluctuations, typical in consumer goods. Each approach carries distinct cost implications and operational challenges. For example, frequent capacity changes might require overtime pay or temporary workers, while inventory-based strategies incur storage costs and obsolescence risks. Product pricing strategy becomes a crucial lever in demand management, with implications across the supply chain. Companies can implement various pricing models: everyday low pricing, EDLP, high-low pricing with frequent promotions, or dynamic pricing based on real-time demand. The choice depends on factors like production flexibility, inventory carrying costs, and competitive positioning. For instance, retailers with perishable goods often use dynamic pricing to clear inventory, while manufacturers of industrial goods might prefer stable pricing to maintain predictable production schedules. Inventory management requires sophisticated optimization across multiple inventory types. Cycle inventory management involves determining optimal order quantities and frequencies, often using the EOQ formula, which considers ordering costs, holding costs, and demand rates. Seasonal inventory requires careful planning months in advance, particularly in industries like retail and agriculture. Safety stock levels must balance service level targets against holding costs, considering factors like demand variability, lead time uncertainty, and supply reliability. Advanced inventory management systems often employ ABC analysis to prioritize control efforts and multi-echelon optimization to coordinate inventory across the supply chain network. Procurement has evolved into a strategic function that goes beyond cost considerations to include supplier relationship management, risk mitigation, and innovation sourcing. Cultural factors significantly influence global procurement practices. For example, Asian businesses often emphasize long-term relationships and indirect communication, while Western companies might focus more on contractual terms and direct negotiation. Modern procurement also incorporates sustainability criteria and supplier diversity initiatives. Credit management has similarly evolved, with companies using sophisticated analytics to optimize payment terms, evaluate customer creditworthiness, and manage working capital while maintaining strong customer relationships. The making and delivering operations are where supply chains create tangible value for customers. Product design fundamentally shapes the supply chain and can account for 50% or more of product costs. Cross-functional design teams combining design, procurement, and manufacturing perspectives create the most successful products with efficient supply chains, faster time to market, and competitive costs. Production scheduling allocates available capacity to balance three competing objectives: high utilization rates, requiring long production runs and centralized facilities; low inventory levels, requiring short runs and just-in-time delivery; and high customer service levels, often requiring higher inventory or frequent production runs. For multi-product facilities, this involves determining economic lot sizes and sequencing production runs based on runout time. Facility management operates within location constraints to optimize available capacity through three key decision areas: facility roles, what activities each location performs, capacity allocation, equipment and labor deployment, and supplier/market allocation, which suppliers serve which facilities and which facilities serve which markets. Order management passes customer order information backward through the supply chain while sending delivery dates and product information forward to customers. This process traditionally relied on telephone and paper documents, but is increasingly digital. When a company generates a purchase order to a supplier, that supplier either fills it from inventory or sources products from other suppliers by creating additional purchase orders. Delivery scheduling is heavily influenced by transportation mode decisions. There are two primary delivery methods: direct deliveries from one origin to one destination, and milk run deliveries, serving either multiple receiving locations from one origin or multiple origins to one destination. Deliveries can originate from either single product locations or distribution centers, which may use cross-docking to minimize handling and storage costs. Return processing, or reverse logistics, handles product returns when wrong products are delivered, items arrive damaged, or excess product is shipped. While return processing should be efficient, the focus should be on eliminating the root causes that necessitate returns. Product recycling represents a value-added application of returns where items are sent back at the end of their life cycle for reuse or safe disposal. The relentless pressure on profit margins in free markets drives the growth of outsourcing. Operations that represent overhead for one company may be profitable service opportunities for another company that can perform them more efficiently. Information technology is fundamentally transforming traditional supply chain technologies. While the basic tasks of moving products remain the same, how these tasks are performed and managed is changing dramatically. Robots and smart machines are revolutionizing factory and warehouse operations, automating routine tasks in making, storing, and moving products. Four key components form the foundation of modern supply chain information technology: cloud computing, on-demand computing resources, data transmission protocols, EDI and XML, databases with business analytics, and application systems. These components work together to enable flexible, responsive supply chains. Cloud computing combines technologies like the internet, web browsers, server virtualization, and open source software to deliver on-demand computing resources anywhere in the world. It offers practically unlimited computing resources available on demand, no long-term commitments, and a pay-as-you-go cost structure that converts IT from fixed to variable costs. Supply chain application systems combine processing logic with data management technology to support specific business operations. These include enterprise resource planning, ERP systems, procurement systems, advanced planning and scheduling systems, transportation planning systems, demand forecasting tools, customer relationship management, CRM systems, and specialized applications for inventory management, manufacturing execution, and transportation scheduling. Emerging technologies are further revolutionizing supply chains. Industrial robots have evolved from 1960s origins to become sophisticated and affordable for companies of all sizes. Drones and driverless vehicles can transport products throughout the supply chain. Artificial intelligence can identify patterns in massive data sets, understand human speech, generate reports, and recommend actions. The Internet of Things involves interconnected computing devices embedded in everyday objects that send and receive data. 3D printing creates three-dimensional objects by forming layers of material under computer control, enabling on-demand manufacturing. Simulation modeling creates digital prototypes of physical systems to predict real-world performance. The true potential of these technologies emerges when they're used in combination. Industrial robots with additive manufacturing create highly flexible factories. driverless vehicles and robots enable automated warehouses, and IoT technology provides real-time product data for responsive production. Companies like Amazon are delivering new levels of supply chain performance that are changing how entire industries operate. Supply chains continuously adjust to changes in supply and demand, requiring daily monitoring and control to achieve desired performance. Four key performance categories help measure supply chain effectiveness: customer service, meeting customer expectations; internal efficiency, generating appropriate profitability; demand flexibility, responding to demand uncertainty; and product development, evolving with markets. Each category requires specific metrics and approaches to measurement. Different market types require different performance characteristics from their supply chains. Markets can be classified into four quadrants based on supply and demand dynamics. Developing markets, low supply/demand, requiring focus on basic reliability. Growth markets, demand exceeds supply, emphasizing scalability. Steady markets, high stable supply demand, focusing on efficiency, and mature markets, supply exceeds demand with unpredictable demand, requiring agility. Each market type demands distinct performance priorities and metrics. Customer service metrics vary significantly based on whether a company operates in a build-to-stock, BTS, or build-to-order, BTO, environment. BTS metrics include order fill rates, targeting 98% plus for best-in-class, on-time delivery, measured against promised dates, backorder statistics, both volume and duration, and return rates, indicating product quality and order accuracy. BTO metrics focus on quoted response times, from inquiry to quote, on-time completion rates versus committed dates, late order statistics, frequency and magnitude of delays, and warranty returns, indicating product quality and installation success. Internal efficiency measures how profitably a company uses its assets within the supply chain. Key metrics include inventory value, raw materials, work in process, finished goods, inventory turns, typically 6 to 12 times annually in manufacturing, return on sales, measuring profitability, and cash-to-cash cycle time, typically 30 to 45 days in efficient operations. These metrics focus on maximizing asset utilization while maintaining customer service levels, with best-in-class companies often achieving 20% higher asset utilization than industry averages. Demand flexibility measures a company's ability to respond quickly to changing product quantities and ranges. Key metrics include activity cycle time, how long it takes to perform supply chain activities from order to delivery, upside flexibility, ability to handle unexpected increases in order volume, typically 20-30% above forecast, and outside flexibility, how quickly a company can provide products outside its normal offerings measured in days or weeks. Leading companies can often flex production by 50% within 30 days. In today's fast-paced business environments, companies need sophisticated business intelligence systems that present data at three levels: strategic data for top management to decide what to do, quarterly trends and forecasts; operational data for middle management to determine how to do it, weekly performance metrics; and tactical data to help people actually execute, daily activities and alerts. These personalized dashboards display key metrics relevant to each person's responsibilities, immediately highlighting areas needing attention through color coding and exception reporting. Modern systems often include predictive analytics to forecast potential issues before they occur. The bullwhip effect is a common supply chain phenomenon where small changes in consumer demand create progressively larger demand swings for companies further upstream. This distortion leads to supply chain coordination breakdown, causing first product shortages, then excess supply. On a larger scale, this creates boom-to-bust cycles in industries, as seen dramatically in the semiconductor industry, where minor fluctuations in consumer electronics demand can trigger massive swings in chip manufacturing capacity. Five major factors cause the bullwhip effect: demand forecasting becoming increasingly inaccurate as it moves up the supply chain, order batching, placing periodic orders in economic order quantities, product rationing, allocating limited supply based on orders received, product pricing, special sales and discounts that induce customers to buy more than needed, and performance incentives, companies and individuals optimizing their positions in isolation. For example, retailers might order extra inventory during a promotion, creating artificial demand spikes that amplify through distributors and manufacturers. Counteracting these factors requires multiple coordinated strategies. Sharing point-of-sales data throughout the supply chain provides real-time visibility into actual consumer demand. Electronic ordering systems, like EDI and automated replenishment programs, reduce order batching by enabling smaller, more frequent orders. Product rationing, based on historical consumption patterns rather than current orders, prevents panic ordering. Everyday low pricing strategies, popularized by Walmart, help stabilize demand by eliminating the peaks and valleys created by promotional pricing. Performance metrics must be aligned across the supply chain, focusing on total system efficiency rather than local optimization. The Global Data Synchronization Network represents a major advancement in supply chain coordination. This network enables timely distribution of verified product information between databases, serving as a single source of truth for product data. Beyond eliminating massive cross-reference tables, it reduces ordering and billing errors by up to 40%, saves processing time, prevents delivery delays, improves cash flow through accurate invoicing, and simplifies order tracking through standardized identification codes. Major retailers like Target and Kroger require suppliers to participate in GDSN. Sales and Operations Planning, S&O, serves as a crucial process for balancing demand and supply by focusing on aggregate volumes. This cross-functional process occurs monthly, involving sales, operations, finance, and executive leadership. The five-step S&O cycle includes demand planning, supply planning, pre-meeting preparation, executive S&O meeting, and implementation. It links strategic plans to detailed operational processes while providing a forum for resolving conflicts between different organizational objectives. Supply chain risk management has become increasingly critical in today's volatile business environment. While lean practices like eliminating facility duplication, reducing supplier bases, and minimizing inventory levels create cost-efficient supply chains, they also increase vulnerability to disruptions. Companies must carefully evaluate trade-offs between efficiency and resilience. Strategies for building resilience include maintaining safety stocks of critical components, qualifying backup suppliers, developing contingency transportation routes, and investing in supply chain visibility tools. The COVID-19 pandemic highlighted how supply chains optimized purely for efficiency can fail catastrophically when faced with major disruptions. The internet has created an always-on global communications network that has fundamentally changed business connectivity. Companies have transitioned from being periodically connected to permanently online, enabling unprecedented data sharing and coordination. This shift parallels the historical impact of the steam engine, which wasn't significant merely as a technology, but for what it enabled people to accomplish. The self-adjusting feedback loop offers powerful efficiency for supply chains. Like a car's cruise control that continuously monitors and adjusts speed to maintain the desired setting, feedback systems constantly compare current states with goals and take corrective actions to minimize differences. Companies and entire supply chains can adopt this approach, making constant adjustments to operations in response to real-time events while steering toward performance targets. Successful supply chain management requires four conditions: clear rules and scoring, position choice with appropriate training, real-time visibility of results, and personal stakes in outcomes. The internet provides the means for everyone to track performance, while profits and growth provide motivation for success. as supply chain management evolves into a game between motivated companies and people pursuing performance targets, we'll witness emergent behavior, where good players seek each other to create better supply chains and generate higher profits. Supply chains will form like sports teams, competing for market share, with tactics and techniques evolving over time. Recognizing and responding effectively to supply chain developments can lengthen periods of market growth and stability. Any industry experiencing boom-to-bust cycles presents an opportunity to apply self-adjusting feedback loops to smooth economic fluctuations. Adaptive supply chain networks using real-time information and self-adjusting feedback can dampen excessive market swings and guide sustainable growth. The always-on internet connection allows us to see supply chains as continuous moving pictures rather than periodic snapshots, enabling constant operational adjustments for significant new efficiencies. This self-adjusting feedback loop works through motivated people who receive real-time information showing their progress toward performance targets. People naturally steer toward these targets, creating supply chains that are both highly responsive and efficient. While efficiency thrives on stability and predictability, resilient and sustainable supply chains must prioritize environmental awareness and responsive capability, continuously adjusting operations as circumstances evolve. Companies can leverage well-designed supply chains as competitive advantages that create lasting market differentiation. A properly managed supply chain enables both high customer service levels and lower inventories and costs than competitors. Supply chains that deliver superior value generate strong demand for their products and services, making them profitable environments for all participants. For example, companies like Amazon and Zara have demonstrated how superior supply chain capabilities can create sustainable competitive advantages through faster delivery times, better inventory management, and more responsive customer service. The most effective approach to supply chain improvement involves incremental steps, starting with repurposing existing equipment rather than risky big bang transitions. This sequential approach allows for learning, adaptation, and higher probability of success while managing risk and achieving better returns on investment. Companies like Toyota have successfully implemented this approach through their Kaizen philosophy of continuous improvement, making small but significant changes that compound over time. This might involve first optimizing warehouse layouts, then upgrading inventory management systems, and finally implementing advanced automation technologies. As competition increasingly occurs between supply chains rather than individual companies, strategic alliances become crucial for competitive advantage. These alliances enable companies to outsource non-core activities while focusing investments on their core value proposition. True strategic alliances share four essential characteristics: delivery of customized product and service blends, coordination of intercompany operations to achieve defined performance targets, longer-term contracts spanning 3 to 5 years, and prospects for mutually profitable growth. Successful examples include the partnership between Procter & Gamble and Walmart, which revolutionized inventory management through data sharing and collaborative planning. The future belongs to companies that can create adaptive, resilient supply chains that continuously learn and improve. This requires investment in digital technologies like AI and blockchain to enhance visibility and decision-making. By combining human creativity with powerful technology, sharing data in real time, and aligning incentives across all participants, supply chains will become not just more efficient, but also more sustainable and responsive to our rapidly changing world. Leading companies are already implementing digital twins of their supply chains, using predictive analytics to anticipate disruptions, and developing circular supply chain models that minimize waste and environmental impact. Success in modern supply chain management requires balancing multiple priorities: cost efficiency, service levels, sustainability, and resilience. Companies must develop capabilities in risk management, relationship building, and technology integration while maintaining flexibility to adapt to changing market conditions. Organizations like Unilever and Nike are setting new standards by integrating environmental and social responsibility into their supply chain strategies while maintaining competitive advantages.